Hello, my name is Ogun Echo, I don't know how to help you. I'm a speculative fiction writer, editor, and publisher from Nigeria.
This is the first episode of a series with Ogunachowi Donald Epeki, African spec fic writer, editor, and publisher. Ogunachowa Donald Epeki is an African speculative fiction writer, editor, and publisher from Nigeria. He has won the Nebula, otherwise and Nomo British and World Fantasy Awards, and was a finalist in the Hugo, Locus, Sturgeon, and British Science Fiction and NAACP Image Awards. His works have appeared in Asimov's, FNSF, Uncanny Magazine, Tor.com, Galaxy's Edge, and others. He has edited The Bridging Worlds, Year's Best African Speculative Fiction Anthology, and co-edited The Dominion and African Risen Anthologies. He was a guest of honor at the Afrofuturism-themed international conference for the Fantastic in the Arts 44, where he coined a new term, Afropantheology. So you coined this term and then wrote a book about it. That's a lot of commitment to an idea. Tell us about Afropanthology and what inspired this term.
Okay, Afropantheology was born out of a number of works I was doing. First of all, we talk about Afrofuturism a lot. Futurism is generally one of the major movements of the day, and Afrofuturism is also very important, but we also do not talk about the reverse, which is we talk about futures, but futures are tied to the past, right? There's another side of it. So it's just the obvious thing to think. If you think, I think of time as a cycle. You know how they say, if you go far enough left, you meet someone who has gone far enough right. So, and time is like that as well. Instead of a straight line, we're constantly revolving through time, past and present. What we think of as past and present are sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
So our origins are tied to our destinations. So, and progress through history is something that's been circular. We go back and forth. Some of our discoveries in the past, we go back to them in order to sort of progress. Like, so that was where it came from. My work touches on African spirituality, and naturally, I thought, what's the term that encapsulates it? And I've always felt like there were certain, anytime I read most Western books, a lot of Western books, I see that the magic system, Western fantasy books, is built off of the spirituality of religions from different places, including the African continent. So naturally, a lot of fantasy is built up of spirituality, you know, so-called magic system. So that's where the idea of pantheologies and Afropantheology come from.
No, that's cool. You started out talking about the cycle of how you go far enough one direction, then you have to go to the other direction. How is that connected with the Afropanthology?
Okay, Afropantheology, like I said, it's sort of complementary to Afrofuturism. That's how I started thinking about it. For example, let's talk about books. Right now, we talk about audiobooks. We started with paper books, then we started progressing to audiobooks. Other audiobooks are not, they are not as established as paper books. Still, developing thing, it's sort of futurish. But if you remember, the original forms of storytelling we had before paper books were audio stories. We told stories verbally, right? African storytelling systems were oral. So we're sort of progressing towards audiobooks, but we're also going back to our past, right? You look at Western societies and we talk about the idea of fluid relationships, like polyamory and all the rest. But if you also look at it, a lot of relationships in the past were polygamous, right? And we evolved away from them to monogamy. And now we're going back to the past to sort of progress. So we talk about industrialization. We cut down all the trees, right? And now what are we doing? We're planting trees. We're planting trees. We're going back to the past. We talk about nature conservation. So we always had forests. We always were very conscious of nature. If you look at everything that we do, instead of progressing, we're moving in a cycle, fashion and all of that. A lot of our religious scientific ideas are tied up in practices that we had in the past that were brushed aside. So that's what Afropantheology means for me.
Well, you're writing speculative fiction, and I wonder if you feel that speculative fiction is also about the past, but cast in a different future or speculative way.
Yeah, exactly. Speculative fiction touches on reality, but it does it through these analogies. It does it through all these exaggerated prisms. Sometimes it goes to the far future, and sometimes it goes to the dim past. It goes to societies, pre-technology, or sometimes it goes to space colonies. But it's really all a way of processing the world, of seeing the world in ways that we can deal with. Sometimes we need a futuristic lens, and sometimes we need one that goes back to the past. But in the end, it's all about processing the reality that we have, what we do with it.
Sci-Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirt who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction
like
fans
to,
just isn't
very
nice.
The Pantheology Project, to always look out for the religion, for the cultures, and the places that you
check out the show notes. We have
read about
yummy, goody things in there for you to follow up on, like learn more about Ogonachewi, Donald Epeke, such as his homepage and where to get his African speculative fiction. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player if you use one to listen to these words. If you downloaded this episode from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you will see the show notes there. Next episode, more Oganachawi Donald Epeki. Give us a walk along your path to how you got involved with writing, editing, speculative fiction. What occurred in your life that set you on that path?
Okay. I read Anne Rice at a very young age, younger than I should have. And, you know, I had this whole existential crisis when I started thinking, what is life? What is time? What is death? What is universe? You know?